Welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here with my lovely guest and wife, Lisa Radlin.
Hello, I'm happy to be here. How are you today, Pastor Kevin?
I am doing good, as always. And how are you?
I'm doing amazing. Thanks for asking.
So how are all of you guys doing out there that are listening today? We hope that you're doing good as well. And we have got a doozy for you today. We're going to talk about some really amazing things. We're a topical Bible study here on 91.5 FM and on our website page at Turn the Light On at ourlighthouse.net. You can go and catch our podcast there. And we're going to talk about the war between the spirit and the flesh.
Ooh.
You know, this is like straight up warfare, kind of weaponry and things like that. It's man talk, finally. Lisa loves it when we watch UFC fighting together.
Oh, I can't
and all the warfare of this life
that
people do. You know, you don't like that?
It reminds me of when my brothers were younger and they used to wrestle, and I'd be like, Mom, the boys are fighting again. And I'd like, whoever was losing, I'd be pulling the other person's hair, and I'd be trying to get in the middle of this. I couldn't stand when they'd be wrestling. They're wrestling again.
Yeah, right.
So I don't like watching that ultimate fighting. It's just too much.
Yeah, but the bottom line is that we are all wrestling with something, you know, in our lives. We're wrestling with this battle, this warfare that's going on between our spirit man and our flesh. You know, we're a three-part being, to kind of break it all down. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. And our flesh wants what our flesh wants. It wants food, it wants sex, it wants all the things that the flesh wants. It wants its way. It's lazy, it wants to sleep, things like that. Not everybody's flesh is lazy, but, you know, I'm just saying general fleshly things that aren't necessarily spiritual. But then there's the soul as well, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And then we have the spirit, which is a part of us that was created in the likeness of God. And when we get born again, our spirit is just comes to life. And now we're battling. This is after we give our life to Jesus.
It's like a tug of war. I remember you doing that.
The tug of war, yeah.
Doing that illustration at church with the tug of war.
Yeah, with the big rope. And, you know, the bottom line is we are in a spiritual battle against our own flesh many times, because our flesh wants what it wants. And our spirit is saying, no, we need to do what God wants us to do in our lives. And that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. So marvel not that you must be born again, because the kingdom of God will have no flesh in it.
No flesh. You used to have a song that reminded me of the song you had when you were in that band. Which band was that?
That was Mediator. It's one of my old heavy metal Christian bands. And I wrote a song called No Flesh in the Kingdom.
Flesh is flesh. Yes, that was
good. So let's look at Galatians 5, 16 and 18. Why don't you read that for everybody?
So Galatians 5, 16 through 18. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So we need to be led by the Holy Spirit, and you won't be controlled by your emotions, the flesh.
That is so good. So let's look at this for a second. Let's break the scripture down. It says, for the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit. That means the flesh and the Spirit are kind of opposites. The flesh can be in tune with the Spirit, but typically the flesh is moving more with the world system. It's been trained, and it has desires, and it's doing things that are contrary to what the Spirit of God wants it to do. So the goal is that we would actually win that tug of war, that we would pull our spirit and our soul together, and that we would overpower the flesh and make the flesh do what it needs to do in our lives, which is be in submission to the will of God for our lives, and not be sexually immoral and out of control, and not be, you know, a glutton and eating everything and doing all these crazy things and sleeping, being lazy and stuff. So we need to have the flesh come into subjection to the spirit. And the only way to do that is to gain control of the soul. You know, there's the soul is the linchpin in all of that. So we want to be led by the Holy Spirit and then see our soul and our spirit work together to overcome the flesh.
So I know for me, there are times, especially at night, it's like 10 o'clock at night, and I really feel like the Lord wants me to get in the Word, like, hey, spend time with me.
Right.
But then I'm looking at the TV and going, wow, but there's a show I really want to watch right now, and I'd rather just chill and just relax and just watch that show. And sometimes I win that battle, and I go ahead and I'd say, you know what? Forget the show. I'm going to spend time with the Lord. And it's so refreshing. And I'm just like, wow, I'm so glad I did this. I just feel so much closer to God. And he really showed me some cool things in my life. And this is so great. I'm never going to watch TV at night again.
Yeah,
every day, I'm going to read
time,
the Word.
Right? Then there's that other time.
But then there's times where I'm just like, I have to watch this show, and then I regret the fact that I didn't spend time with the Lord.
What did I miss?
Like,
what was God wanting to share with me in that moment, right?
Yeah, I missed out on that.
That's why the Bible says there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You know, we don't beat ourselves up. We just learn to grow. You know, we're disciples of the Lord. That means we're the disciplined ones. That means that we are submitting ourselves to be disciplined and in our lives, because Romans 8:13-14 says, for if you live according to the flesh, you're going to die. But if by the Spirit, you will put to death the misdeeds of the body, and you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. And that's what we want to do. We want to live our lives, you know, as children of God. We want to win the war between the spirit and the flesh so that we can get to the end of the road and go, I lived my life for God. I lived my life doing what God intended for me to do. And that's not going to happen 100%. But wouldn't you like to fall into that 80 to 100% category rather than the 20% guy that lived his life 20% for God? I think that it is attainable for us to truly live a very spirit-led life.
Have you ever heard people say, like, oh, just follow your heart. Whatever your heart's telling you to do, just follow your heart. Well, in Jeremiah 17 verse 9, it says, the human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is?
Yeah.
That word heart in Hebrew means the seat of your emotions. So if you allow your emotions to dictate your direction, your emotions will deceive you and lead you in the wrong direction. So don't follow your heart. Follow the direction from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That's how you're supposed to be led. You don't be led by your emotions. You're led by the whole direction of the Holy Spirit.
Man, I can be led by my emotions so many times in my life. You know, just driving my car can be an emotional roller coaster for me sometimes, with just the different people that are out there driving or attempting to drive and attempting to do things. I think another time that I probably struggle more with my emotions is, you know, when you're interacting with your family, when you're at home, when you're by yourself, you're a little more, I don't know, I guess transparent. You know, you put on a front sometimes. I'm just going to be honest. You know, when we're out in public, we're not going to, you know, pitch a fit too often. I mean, I have pitched a few public fits in my day, but not to the point where you would at home or something like that. And you allow your flesh to just get out of control because you're like, this is my home. I can do whatever I want. I can let my guard down. I can be whoever I want to be. And it's really, you just get it. You get into an emotional turmoil and you're just spinning in this spiral of emotions, and you're just allowing the enemy access to you that he really doesn't need to have. He doesn't need to have it, guys.
And how many people on the way to church, they're driving in their car together, fighting,
knock down, drag out,
then they get
fight.
To the church and they're like, oh, praise the Lord. Oh, hi. Good to see you.
How
oh,
are you today?
You're hugging everyone. We don't ride to church in our same car, by the way.
We drive separate just for that reason. No,
you get here way before I do anyway, so that works out good. But we have had times where we did ride together, and it's like the enemy wants to cause strife right before you go to church. He wants to cause you, like, you know what? Yeah. I'm just turning this car around. Oh, wait a minute. I'm the pastor. I have to be there.
I'm not going today. Oh, darn. I have to. To look at and see the enemy's plots. But, you know, it's easy from this seat where we're sitting right now. But when you get into those moments,
when you're in the heat of it,
you know, and a lot of times that happens to you, just you're exhausted. You got things going on in your life. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, I've heard of the...
Because we have emotional habits.
You know that acronym, HALT?
Yeah.
It stands for hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. And they tell you, whenever you're in those situations, that's when you're going to be led more by your emotions.
If you're smart, when you're like that, you'll stop trying to interact.
So,
because we all have emotional habits. It's you know, that's what this is. They're habitual responses. You know, I can have a habitual response of anger and aggression when I'm trying to get my way. When I have an idea and then you reject it, or the kids don't want to do what I want to do. They wanted to eat somewhere different, and I get angry because I want to eat here. I want this and I want that, and we get into those responses. It's actually a trigger for me to get my way by acting angry.
Right.
And I know none of you out there that are listening today ever try to get your way by being angry and
it's
manipulative and yelling and doing things like that.
Our own selfish desire. So, or have you been hangry? You're hungry and you're angry. It's like, let's just go. Come on. I'm hungry. Let's go. Let's go.
And then you end up overeating and all of that. But, you know, look at, there's a lot of different habitual responses out there, but HALT means that you're hungry. That's a bad time to try to have responses with people. When you're angry, it's a bad time. When you're lonely, that's a bad time.
And when you're lonely, that's what the enemy wants to do. That's when he wants to get the sheep that's all by itself and not with the rest of the herd.
Right.
That's the one the enemy goes for. That's when he fills you with thoughts and things that you shouldn't be doing, and maybe thoughts of depression and things like that, because you're by yourself. When you're lonely, what you need to do is spend time in the presence of the Lord and to reach out to others for prayer and support and get involved in Bible studies and activities. We're having all kinds of stuff happening at the church throughout the week, and you can get plugged in. There's no excuse for you to be lonely.
Right. There's a lot of different. And then the last one was tired, right?
Yes. And well, you know, what do you
need
to do?
Let's have a discussion about finances at 11:30, or wore out from the day. It's the worst time ever to try to discuss.
People
do it, and then they end up snapping. And it's crazy.
Then you say things you shouldn't have said. Then you have to go back and apologize, and because you were led by your emotions. So if you're tired, you need to get rest. Seek the Lord. Find out, do I have too busy of a schedule? Do I have areas in my life, things that I need to cut out of my life? Am I leaving any margin in my life? Am I getting enough sleep, or is there too much stuff on my schedule that I don't even hardly have time to sleep? I had times in my life where it was like that. It was just like, I felt like my life was dictating itself. There's no time for anything. I literally am up till like 12 o'clock at night doing paperwork, then get to bed, and then I have to get up again at 6 in the morning because I have to start getting my paperwork ready again, and then get my mom ready, and then do this and then do that, and then I barely have any time to get in the Bible, and it just really affects me. And it's like, I need to create more margin. Maybe I need to make more time. Maybe I have to hire someone so I don't have to do as much of this. And it really makes a difference if you actually review your life and say, what things do I need to cut down? Am I involved in too much activities? Maybe all my kids don't have to be in sports at the same time.
Right,
maybe,
right.
So I'm driving here, there, and everywhere. Maybe they need to be all in the same sport or something.
What I love about the little HALT thing, and it's not our own, we grabbed that, you know, from some other people that we've heard share that. A pastor friend of mine, Jason Creech in Tennessee, actually shared that before. But, you know, they're all flesh things. You know, being hungry and angry and lonely and tired, that's all stuff that's our flesh affecting our attitude. So what are we saying with all that? We're saying you've got to learn to manage your flesh. You've got to learn to be led by the Spirit. And you've got to take a mental note and be ready to break the bad habits that you've associated with your flesh. It's got to be done. It's got to be done.
There's no excuse why you can't have there's no excuse why you can't have a great marriage. You can have a great family. You can have a great career. There's no excuse. You just have to realize that you can't be on this emotional roller coaster, that you need to start speaking the word of God over your life. We all for sure have feelings, but our feelings don't have to have us.
That is a good point. Let's talk about that for a second. You know, we all have feelings. Some of you guys are feeling a lot of different things out there in your lives. You're having an emotional roller coaster at different scenarios, and some of it's legitimate. Some of it's real life happening type stuff that can make you lonely. Like you just went through a breakup in a relationship. Of course you're going to feel lonely. But what do you do in those situations? You have to allow the Holy Spirit to bring you to that new place that you're in. So, you know, we all have those types of things happening to us, and feelings are going to be associated with that. But our feelings don't run us. That's what we really want to try to get through to each one of you today, is that you can't let your feelings run your life. You got to let the Word of God run your life. You got to let the Holy Spirit's voice be the voice of all voices above your emotions and help you. And I'm not saying it's easy. I've struggled with it. I'm 33 years in ministry and serving the Lord, and I still have to battle my flesh. I still go through this war each and every day between my spirit and my flesh, and I have to win that battle today. And you know what? Maybe I didn't win that battle yesterday, but I have to wake up today ready to fight that battle again and say, I am going to make sure that I, you know,
operate in the fruits of the Spirit.
Right.
Like we were talking about, and I think you talked about this a few weeks ago, in Galatians 5:22-26, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also behave in accordance with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, being jealous of one another. So what kind of fruit is growing on your tree?
That is so good, because those who belong to Christ, are you calling yourself a Christian today? If you say, yes, I am a Christian, then you have to crucify your flesh. You know, the Bible says that we have to take up our cross every day, guys. We have to take up our cross and follow Him, not follow our own desires, not follow the desires of our flesh. We have to follow Him, because the flesh has its own passion and its own desire, but we are called as believers to live by the Spirit, in accordance with the Spirit. And we have to do that by allowing the fruit of the Spirit to be on our tree of our life, to come through.
And as long as you defend the emotional habits and make excuses and blame others for your behavior, you're not going to change.
Oh, hold on. Let's say that again. As long as you
defend emotional habits,
listener, not just me, not just Lisa, you who are listening to us, as long as you keep defending your emotional habits, okay, all the angers and all the depressions and the tiredness.
Look what you made me do. You made me angry.
It's all your fault, right? As long as you keep defending your emotional habits, they're going to continue to have dominion over you.
You can't blame others for your choices and your emotions.
You can't be a minion to these things. You have to have dominion over them.
Oh, that's so good. Right? Yes.
Don't be a minion.
Have dominion.
So, you know what? Stop acting certain ways.
Take charge of your emotions and don't let them dictate your actions.
Did you know that happiness is a choice?
Yes, it is.
You see, so many people place their happiness on circumstances. They're like, well, I will be happy if this happens and happy if that happens
when
in
I'm
my
in
life.
Hawaii.
But if this doesn't happen, I'm not going to be happy. Well, there's a difference between happiness and joy. Okay, happiness is literally circumstantial to some degree. You're going to be happy or unhappy based on your circumstances, but you can be unhappy and still have the joy of the Lord if you're walking in the fruit of the Spirit.
You can be in the worst circumstances. You've been over to third world countries where people are living in the slum areas and they're living in cardboard boxes and they're so happy because they have the joy of the Lord, because they have their family, because they still have two or three meals to eat a day. I mean, it's just beans and rice, yeah. But they're happy. It's not like they get to go to Longhorn or they get to go to this restaurant or this restaurant and they're still happy with eating their beans and rice because they have the Lord.
Yeah, it's very powerful to go on a missions trip, to go to a third world country and see how blessed we really are here in the States, and to know that, you know what, we have so much more opportunity. But these people, even though they have less opportunity, are walking in the Spirit. They're believers. They're loving each other. They're actually, in some ways, better off because they actually don't have the distractions and the disappointments that we're facing with our everyday lives, watching other people, you know, with all these things going on in their lives, and they have this and they have that, and then we get into comparison and trying to have what they have, and we get into this fight to try to be successful and try to win this battle of the Joneses. And it's ridiculous sometimes.
It can be the silliest thing. Like, you got the wrong donuts. I told you to get the donuts from the donut shop. Why did you go to Dunkin' Donuts? Get your act together.
Yeah,
like,
right.
We're fighting over where the donuts were bought. Listen, I bought you donuts. What's the problem here? Just eat the donuts.
Yeah, exactly. We call those first world problems.
Exactly.
And you know what, guys? We really just want to reiterate to you that you are in a battle today. There is a war that is going on between your spirit man and your flesh. And if you want to win, you got to win the soul. If you win the soul, you will win control. Your mind needs to be set on things above, where Christ sits at the right hand of the Father. Your will needs to be the will of Him who sent you, the will of Jesus and the will of the Father in your life. And your emotions, man, your emotions have got to be subject to the fruit of the Spirit and to the Word of God. And if you can begin to apply these things to your life, you will begin to see victory over your flesh, and you will not be carnally minded, but you will be spiritually minded, and you will walk in life and peace and strength, and you will begin to experience a victory in your life like you've never seen before. So we want to encourage you. This is attainable. This is something that you can do every day. You can win this battle against your flesh. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to close it out.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. It's Pastor Kevin and Lisa Radlin with Lighthouse Christian Church, and you're listening to Turn the Light On today, and we are talking about the war between the spirit and the flesh.
In Romans 12:2, it says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn how to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect."
So we want to know what God's will is for us. So we've got to do a few different things. So let's talk about a couple of different things that we can do here as we close out the program. The first thing is, you got to eliminate the words sometimes. You got to eliminate some things that you're saying, speaking, like, "I just can't help it," or, you know.
"I just can't help it." Don't make excuses for your weaknesses. Like, "Well, they made me do that. They made me say that. I can't help the way I behave." Yeah. You can help the way you behave.
You can. Take charge of your emotions. Don't let them dictate your actions. Let the Holy Spirit bring forth the decisions, not your emotions. It's called self-control.
So number two is you've got to renew your mind and get in the Word of God and let the truth of the Word of God change you.
Yep, it will. It'll change you. So
you could
speak scriptures over yourself. You know, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it."
That's
just
a great scripture.
Step out.
Yep, exactly.
Do what the Bible is saying. You know, speak the word over your life. It's a powerful thing. And then lastly, don't stop. Keep doing the right thing. Your flesh is going to cry. It's going to whine. It's going to flip out. It's going to have a hissy fit when you start trying to bring it into subjection. It's just like a little kid when you start trying to discipline them. You know what? They're going to freak out. And they're gonna throw a tantrum, and I assure you, your flesh is gonna do the same thing. But you have to take control.
Because quitting is an emotional habit, and we can choose to rise above the emotions and be led by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
So are you going to let the Holy Spirit and the Word of God lead your life, or are you going to live a carnal life and let your flesh run you all over the place? But know this, there is a battle that is going on with your spirit and your flesh, and as your spirit begins to get stronger, your flesh gets weaker. You know, one of the greatest tools for combating that is fasting. Fast, tell your flesh what it's going to do, and give up something. See God begin to move and do powerful things in your life, guys. We hope that you enjoyed the program today. It's a huge blessing being here with you all. We'll look forward to seeing you the next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.